I had expected Emerson would want to go straight to the site next morning. I had no objection to his doing so. There was a great deal to do around the house, and Emerson was more of a hindrance than a help, always grumbling and complaining. However, when we sat down to breakfast, I saw that he and Ramses were dressed for rough terrain, in old tweeds and stout boots. I ought to have known. My hypocritical husband's lecture to Cyrus had been meant to deter the latter from doing precisely what Emerson intended to do that day. The southwest wadis are remote and difficult of access. "Emerson," I said loudly, "I trust you had the courtesy to inform Fatima last night that we would want a packed luncheon."
"Luncheon? We?"
Emerson's heavy black brows drew together.
"See here, Peabody."
"I will tell her now," I said with a sigh. "Fortunately, she always has a full larder. Are we taking Selim and Dawood with us?"
Yes, no. Oh, curse it," said Emerson.
"You will have gone off without so much as a water bottle," I retorted. "I will change my boots and get my parasol and have a few words with Fatima." It took me a while to find my boots, which were buried under a heap of Emerson's clothes. The most important part of my costume was ready at hand. Though my working attire of trousers and tweed coat is well equipped with pockets, I have never abandoned my invaluable belt of tools. Over the years, I had refined and added to these accoutrements a pistol and knife, a coil of rope, a small flask of brandy, candles and matches in a waterproof box, and other useful items. On an expedition such as this, one could not take too many precautions. I hung a small first aid kit and a brush from two of the empty hooks and returned to the breakfast room, where I found that Jumana had joined the others. Emerson, who objects to my being hung all round with sharp-edged or blunt objects, gave me a sour look, but refrained from comment. I turned to Nefret. "Are you coming, my..."